This morning, our New Testament reading comes from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 2, verses 6 through 15. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness in him, who is the head of every ruler and authority. In him also you are circumcised, with a special circumcision, by putting off the body of the flesh, in the circumcision of Christ. When you were buried with him in baptism, you were also raised with him, through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And you were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh. God made you alive together with him when he forgave us all our trespasses, erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands. He set this aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it. This is the word of our Lord. Live in Christ Jesus in the same way you received him. Be rooted and built up in him. Be established in faith and overflowing with thanksgiving, just as you were taught. In these opening verses of our passage reading this morning, we heard Paul give a list of admonishments about how the Colossians were intended to live. The reason Paul was delineating these standards of living for the people of Colossae was because they were experiencing somewhat of an identity crisis. At the time that Paul was writing to the church of Colossae, they were trying to figure out who they were in an ever-changing world. They were trying to reshape their identity and break away from the old way of doing things, which no longer entailed living their lives to the standards of the old Jewish laws. The church of Colossae and many other cities and towns throughout Asia Minor were new Christian communities who no longer believed they had to perform certain ritualistic practices or observe Old Testament laws in order to maintain purity and righteousness before God. Instead, they believed in Christ. They believed that Christ was the Son of God, that Christ had come to abolish and replace those Old Testament laws. So the Church of Colossae was working diligently to reestablish themselves amidst a difficult culture where all the other Jewish communities were still adhering to the old laws. And they were persecuting those who were not still observing these laws. And the Colossians were also working diligently to reestablish themselves amidst a difficult time with the Roman Empire, who was fighting them tirelessly, persecuting them for being followers of Christ. So today's passage was a word of encouragement to the people of Colossae during those difficult times. It was an invitation for them to remember who they were and whose they were. This passage was intended to help them to remember where they came from and to live faithfully out of that powerful source of remembering. It was an invitation to remember they were rooted in Christ, not the ways of the world or the old Jewish laws. It was an invitation to remember to be built up in Christ, established in faith, to remember what they had been taught by Christ. That is to say, it was a reminder for them to live out the teachings of Christ in their daily lives. And it was also an invitation for them to remember their baptism and what all that signified. Paul reminded them that their baptism had sealed their relationship with God, secured their identity as a child of God. Therefore, they didn't have to wrestle or struggle with this identity crisis any longer because their identity was rooted in Christ. Paul's letter to the Colossians was intended to be a word of comfort to the people of Colossae. His letter was intended to encourage them to continue living their faith out loud in the world. And on this last Sunday that we have together, I wanted to thank each of you for living your faith with me. I may not make it through this, but I have a good video. Over the past couple years, we have made a lot of memories, shared a lot of experiences. And I feel very fortunate to have been able to come here and to witness such a faithful group of Christians. Every single last one of you exudes the love of Christ. There is joy in your hearts and there's generosity in your souls. and it just flows effortlessly out of you. So I am grateful to have come here and to witness that, and the generosity that you share with this community and with the larger world. You all spend a lot of your time and your talents and your resources for the sake of this church and for sake of this community and the greater world. And that is what Paul was getting at in this letter. He was trying to help the Colossians to realize that that was the point to life. It wasn't about the old Jewish laws anymore, trying to adhere to them. It was about living their faith out loud in this world, sharing Christ with other people, mimicking his teachings. So this morning, I have a video that I wanted to show you all. It's a compilation of some of our memories together, some of our grand adventures. But most of all, it's a tiny snapshot of the love and joy that you all share with this world and the faith that you share with others. From Easter festivals to hay rides to harvest dinners to Christmas pageants to vacation Bible school to sponsoring a nurse in Haiti, there is a lot of ways in which you all reach out to this world and this community. And I am so grateful to have been able to witness the Christ in each of your hearts and the Christ that you share with this community and the larger world. Most of all, I'm very appreciative that you shared it with me. Thank you for the love and warmth and support that I have experienced since day one. You have treated me like family and have always made me feel welcome, and I am exceedingly appreciative for the outpouring of love that I have received in the past 5 weeks. So you all will be greatly missed. You will be cherished and never forgotten. And this video is on YouTube, so that will be there forever. Now, I know that there's some fear and trepidation about the future. There are natural fears and worries about the future of this church and what will happen between now and when the next minister is called. I spoke about this at length last week and about how we have a choice. We have a choice to embrace this change and transition with anxiety, where we have a choice to embrace it, believing in God's promises, trusting in God's truth. During this time of change and transition, remember Paul's words from our passage from Colossians this morning as well. Let us remember that there is no need to wrestle and struggle with any sort of change or with any sort of identity crisis. We are all children of God. Our identity is securely rooted in Christ. May we all continue to live our faith out loud in this world, sharing Christ with all others, because that is the point to life. There's so much that I have seen you all accomplish in the past couple years, and I know that there is so much more that you and this church will go on to do. And I look forward to hearing those stories and to hear how this church continues to grow and to reach out to the world. So today, let us leave here with joy in our hearts and with Paul's words firmly rooted in them. May we all carry forth Christ's message of love, living our faith out loud in this world, touching the hearts of all others. May we all accept the invitation to remember who we are and whose we are, living faithfully out of that powerful source of remembering. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.